In the 1990s, a very old ceremonial site called ORA 64 was discovered in Southern California. It was an ancient Indian burial ground. Nearly 600 people had been buried there. In 1995, the people who owned the land built expensive houses on it. They moved the remains of bodies buried on the site to a different location. That site is now lost forever. The location of the ancestors is unknown. The Robles sisters view the land of their ancestors the way some people see animals in danger of dying out. They strongly believe that the land is special and needs to be protected. They are concerned that if things are built on top of ceremonial sites, Native American culture will be lost forever. Caption: Two young people pray near a ceremonial site in Newport Beach, California. Chapter 4, Saving the Ahashiman Motherland. On page 7, you saw a picture of an important Ahashiman site that is currently in danger. It is called Puditum. This is considered the mother village of the Ahashiman people. It is located in San Juan Capistrano. Over 500 Ahashiman Indians can trace their family history to this village through baptismal records. Tests have shown that burial sites and many objects belonging to the group can be found here. Puditum is threatened today. That is why the Robles sisters are fighting for its survival. Caption: Each of the hundreds of ribbons tied to the fence at Puditum represents a prayer.